percentages.这个糖呢是属于鸭城大学的。加省大学在美国是很有名的学府，在这个学府造就的人才可以说是啊漫天下。这个大学里边科技也发达，文化也普遍，这是一个得天下英才教育的一个场所。可是现在这个教育啊近于舍本逐末的一种状态。什么叫舍本逐末呢？享有良好的教育，要有良好的师表，能以做这个一般青年学子的榜样。可是我到这个国家没遇着一位啊青年的有为的青年。我就问他，我说你呀将来长大读完了书，你想要读什么书做什么事情？无论随时随地在什么地方什么场合遇到青年的学生啊，这样的问他，他就说他愿意做医生。我问他你为什么要做医生，他说这样钱赚得多。有的人就说，有的学生就说他愿意做科学家，也是赚钱赚得多，还能有名誉，所以他要做一个科学家。没有哪一个人呢说我愿意做一个真正利益一般老百姓的人，我愿意把我自己的国家治理好了的啊，我在投身入到政府里头，我愿意以身作宰，愿意啊尽义务而不拿薪水啊来呀给老百姓谋幸，我自己呀把一切一切的享受都为老百姓而牺牲。这几十年以来我就想要找一个这样的小孩子，可是到今天也没有遇着，或者是有这样的有为的青年，但是可惜我没有遇着，或者我还是见的人见的学生呢是很少。那么我相信呢这个学府里边呢大家一定有这样的人才，牺牲自己为老百姓谋幸福，置身到这个政坛里边完全尽义务，完全呢没有这个 贪污、自私、自利啊，那、嗯、这种思想。如果现在要有这样的人出来领导国家社会，所谓上有好者，下必有甚也。君子之德风，小人之德草。每一个国家要有这样的人才出现，这真是啊，一人有庆，兆民万世。要真能这个样子，这才是啊，得到根本的道理。你在政府的人没有贪污，没有啊，自私自利，这国家一定好。国家为什么不好？就因为人人自私自利，人人想要利益自己而不利益他人，这叫我舍本逐末。咱们是整个国家一个聪明有智慧的人，咱们就要为一切那么智慧达不到或者呀，那么笨一点的来磨性，这才叫我得到根本治国的方法。那么我到这国家几十年以来，也没有啊，参加过这个竞选总统的活动。在去年的时候，有一个偶然的机会参加部出总统竞选。我曾经啊说过这么几句话，我说在国家的领袖必须要领袖清风，爱民如子，必须要不争不贪不求，不自私不自利，不对老百姓打妄语。咱们觉得哪一位能不争不贪不自私不求不自利不打妄语，那是我们选举总统的适当人选。那么我又对这个竞选的这种活动应该很公平的来选举。所谓公平选举，就是不用金钱去自我选团，要老百姓真正在心目中所仰望的这个人，让大家选举的人，不需要你用钱最多你就当选，我用钱最多我就当选，这不是选这个闲而有德的人，而是选这个谁有钱就选就被选，那么穷人呢就没有机会。那么要人人不用选团，要凭他的德性感召来被老百姓公推为国家的领袖，这样呢比较是最公平的一个办法。不过我是一个出家人，有这个看法，但是无论哪一个国家恐怕会认为这是一个很笨的法子，不太合用。虽然不太合用，今天我也对大家说一说这个意思。或者有人就说这个方法不错， 啊，好嘛，再选总统应该选出来一个穷人，可是这个穷人呢虽然没有钱啊，有钱的人支持他，有钱的人呢啊，想要把他选出来做总统，做一个傀儡的总统，听话的总统啊，听命令的总统，受着有钱的人来支配啊，如果他不听话，他这个总统也就不能做了，这个也是不公平的。这个做国家的领袖不应该啊把金钱看得那么重要，应该把人民的生命福利看得重要一点。那么做这个国家领袖应该呀、把这个教育作为第一位。那么教育呀、你能把人青年的子弟教育他懂得怎么样做人了他能品德呀贫小兼优啊，他学问也好，品性品德也好，这样的那么贫小兼优的人来呀做国家的领导者，那么应该呀造就的所有的青年的学生都知道啊怎么样爱国，怎么样爱护他自己的家庭，怎么样爱护他自己的身心性命，那么得到真正的安宁，真正的快乐，不是一天到晚的在那儿好像疯狂了似的那么紧张去为自己的利益奔走跋涉呀、昼夜不停的，那么能给国家谋幸福所以这个教育的经费要作为第一位，那么把这个青年的有为的青年都培植成国家的一个栋梁之才，这才是我认为是善于治国的一个良好方法。如果你治重这个国防，而这个青年人呢都走错路了，你就国防再好也没有人去支配这个国防，没有一个好人去运用这个国防，这是未免很可惜的一件事。今天呢在开始，我先呢对各位说一说这个道理。那么这个意思我讲完了，我要说一说中国近100年来的一个变化，近100年来的风云人物那么在中国可以说是一个文明的国家，文化的发源的国家，可以说是历史悠久的一个国家。可是就因为人呢忽略这个根本的问题了，所以国家就一天衰过一天。虽然是这样说，这也是一个国运的关系这也是给世界人类在那儿演说这个世间法在这个光绪皇帝30年的时候， 北京西山碧云寺。那么有个清虚楼，这个楼的主人叫高静涵老居士。这高静涵老居士啊，他啊因为关心国家的大事，他就啊请这个傅兰。这个傅兰呢，在中国呀是很盛行的。这个傅兰呢，可以呀、啊、问过去未来的吉凶祸福。可是这里边也有真的也有假的，真的呢说出来的就很灵验，假的呢也就是啊开一种谎话，说了不兑现，那么不灵验。那么这个傅兰呢，这个高静涵居士就请了一位呀、啊、叫不虚和尚。这不虚和尚啊是在中国隋朝的时候，因为那个国家混乱的风贼四起，那么人人呢都想找这个桃园避秦。这位啊不虚和尚本来是一个大将军，杀了很多人啊，可是他觉得这是不对，所以他就啊隐遁了。一隐遁呢嘛，就跑到这个天台山去修行。所以他写了一首诗，他这个首诗这样说的，说西阴随烂采菩提，说我呀因为在隋朝这个时候，隋朝就是唐朝以前的时候，采菩提，我这个看破红尘了，就去隐遁起来了，做一个隐士，所以到那修道去。误入天台石鼓溪，我呀很那么漫无目的的就走到天台山那个石鼓溪边那个地方去了啊。招引流霞料止渴啊，我一早去啊就吃点这个露水，哎、吃点这个流霞，就是在草叶上啊那个树梢上那种水，喝点那个水，止一止我的渴。暮餐甘露料充饥，我晚间呢吃一点这个露水，也就解除我这个肚饿的这个疾病了。面壁九年吹大道啊，我面壁九载已经成道了，只谈时代换新衣，我这么弹指间呢觉得很短的一个时间就有十个朝代，换十个朝代，换十个国家的领导者换新衣，与我辟图，说是你想要问我中国的国运怎么样呢，图我也不知道，可是天机难泄，这个天机啊不可泄露，所以叫天机难泄，泄禅机。我这说一说这个禅机呀、用这个文字来说一说，你明白啊就明白，不明白啊你慢慢就是去参悟去。那么这个预言呢是这样说的，第一首啊是这样说的， 是云暗暗雾稠稠，龙归泥土朔猕猴，三岁孩童三载斧，月下无主水空流，万顷烟波一旦收。他说这个时代呀、在将来呀、云暗暗，云呢在那儿非常黑暗雾稠稠，所以这有一种雾啊，也忧愁的样子。这云暗暗雾稠稠啊，也就是啊没有真理了。这个时候啊阴人当政，阴人呢就是说的这个案就是说西太后，这个西太后啊当政的时候就好像云暗暗雾稠稠似的这么日月都无光了日月无光了是龙归泥土。这时候这个龙啊钻到土里头去可是用了这个龙龟这个土当然也就变泥土了活龙变成泥土了，就没有龙了，也就是没有皇帝了，没有这个天子了中国像皇帝做皇帝啊，这皇帝没有了，龙变了泥土嘛。三岁孩童三载斧，这时候啊就拿出一个傀儡来拿出一个好像牌位傀儡来做皇帝。这个小孩子只有三岁，你说三岁的小孩子会做皇帝，这岂不是啊做戏呢吗这岂不是开玩笑呢？那么这个玄统登基那一天呢就哭，他哭大要啊他觉得三岁做皇帝没有什么味道也没有什么东西好玩玩具也没有那时候也没有玩具枪，他也不会砰砰砰，所以呢他就哭了。哭了，当时的摄政王啊就对他说了，说你不要哭，一会儿就完了，这一会儿就完了，你们各位想一想，一会儿就完了就是很短的时间就没有了，就 finish 这个就表示啊清朝啊没有了，清朝没有了，这所谓啊这个不吉祥的话，不吉祥。中国有广东人有一种那个要说不吉祥的话，他就给念大吉利史大吉利史就这么迷信，所以这个呢也就是大吉利史这样子啊，三岁孩童三载斧他只能做三年，三年就没有了，这是一会儿就完了，一会儿是就是三年这三年就是一会儿，一会儿就完了。那么这完了怎么样啊这下边这一句说得很清楚，说月下无主，清朝这个清字你们大家中国人可以把它写一写，月下这个本来是这个月上面有主字，旁边有三点水，这是清朝的一个清字。他说的月下无主，月下无主就叫你想到上边的叫你想到那个月的上面去，所以月上没有主。可是他不能这么明显说，不能说月上无主，要月上无主你就明白了是个清字水空流水也没有了，这是干了这干了就是清朝 完了，啊，这一会儿就完了，也就是这个清朝就完了，啊，那么这个完了，所以说月下无主，水空流，啊，水都流干了，没有了，空流就是没有水了，啊，那么月下也没有主，月上也没有主了，再没有水，这清朝跑到什么地方去了？你们各位，来参一参这个字，这是清朝啊。告终了，寿终正寝了。清朝寿终正寝呢，所以下边这是说的，说出是从谁的手里丢的呢？说万顷烟波，万顷烟波一旦收，这个一旦两个字啊，这一旦说是一天，一天就完了，这一天完了。可是这个就是玄统那个玄字没有宝字盖儿，啊，他不能说哦，玄修了，啊，就是一旦修，就叫你猜这个字意呀，里边有一个含义，就是玄统，玄统从玄统这个时候，清朝啊寿终正寝了，这是第一个，在光绪30年。就把玄统啊元年得到玄统3年这个事情呢就说完了，说出来了，这所以叫预言，预先呢就说出来，可是没有到这个时候啊，人看这个也不明白，也不懂得呀什么叫啊这个三岁孩童三灾，什么叫月下无主水空流，啊，什么叫万顷烟波一旦收，万顷烟波是寒的这个，不是刀削的，哎，万顷烟波一旦收，万顷的它的疫情是不是咱们呢现在说这个第二首，第二首这么说的，说这个君作主执彬彬，万里长虹破浪争，黄豪楼中吹玉笛，啊，八方齐奏凯歌也，旌旗不甩换新星。你们各位来，我先请问你们各位，这一首怎么样解释？啊，请各位老师，不吝珠玉。来告诉我，没有人肯叫我，我自己呀、就这么冒充啊来解释解释啊，解释不对了还请你叫我，解释对了那么是大家共同研究啊，我也不愿意做老师啊，我是常常呢以一般人做老师的啊，我向一般人呢来学习。君作主，君呢就是君子的君，作就是作为的作啊，做工的作啊，这个祖啊就是祖宗的祖啊，这个祖宗的祖，那么你是祖宗啊，说君，君是你啊，说君你呀、是祖宗，那么你是祖宗，我就是个孙子了，对不对啊，啊，那么你是祖宗，我不能也再做祖宗啊，对不对啊，说君做主，这个祖宗啊叫你做啊，这里边呢就包藏一个孙子，一个孙子，指彬彬，指彬彬呢这不是一句话，这是半句话 半句话，一句话是什么呢？是《论语》上的文质彬彬，文质彬彬。那么这就是啊，包藏一个文字在里头。上一句那个孙字在最后边，下一句这个指彬彬是文质彬彬，这上下一合就是孙文两个字。孙文两个字就是孙国富，咱们中国的现在的国富啊，孙文，孙文两个字啊，君作读指彬彬，这孙文两个字。万里长虹破浪征，他从檀香山创革命，回中国，坐着船呢，乘风破浪，就好像在海上一道长虹，对不对？所以说破浪征，因为这个万里长虹啊，应该在天上的，可是他破浪征啊，就知道这是一坐着船在海里头啊，乘风破浪，这叫破浪征。黄蒿楼中吹玉笛呀，在这个湖北，武昌有黄蒿楼，这个黄蒿楼在中国是很有名的，啊，黄蒿楼中吹玉笛，就吹响了这个口号，啊，要革命，要起义，啊，要这个推倒满清，啊，成立呀，这个民国，这是叫黄蒿楼中吹玉笛，八方齐奏凯歌吟，我四面八方啊，那时候这个在武昌起义的时候，第一起义举凯歌吟，旌旗无色换新星。那时候啊，是最初民国的时候是用五色旗的，五色旗呀、换这个新星的一个新的朝代。这是第二首啊，讲的是孙国富啊。武昌起义的事情，这个还有很长的这个文呢，后边都是说中国的风云人物啊，都是啊因因果果的。今天呢，时间呢，他也不等着我，我也没法子把时间留住。现在到这个问问题的时间，希望你们各位问问题呀、要这个你们自己懂的不需要问啊，你要是不懂的可以提出来问，问我要是明白我就照直答复你，我要不明白，那我就对不起。
这个是蔡丽文问的。第一个问题是：伦理是道德之本，中国人尤其是重视伦理，更在当中找到人生最大的满足感。所谓天伦之乐，离不开亲情的爱欲。在佛教的教义中，如何处理这个人入世还有出世的关系？如何处理这个入家还有出家的事情？这是第一个问题。Okay, this is one question on ethics from Cai Li Wen, and it says ethics is the root of virtue, and the Chinese people pay special attention to ethics. They derive the greatest satisfaction from a wholesome family life. However, we know that family life is based upon the love between kin, between the family members. Now within Buddhism, we talk about mundane relationships and then transcendental relationships, that is going beyond worldly relationships. So how do we deal with this issue of whether to stay as a householder or to set forth from the home life?
这要把人道进到圆满，你就修道成佛，也有机会成佛了。 你人道没有做到圆满，好像你造房子没有地基呀、啊，那个房子不会坚固的，也造不成的。所以啊，你先要敦伦尽分，在家庭里做好了，然后再修行，再出家。
First of all, you have to fulfill your duty as a human.Being, that is, as an individual in society, fulfill your social role. Only then can you perfect your humanity and then become a Buddha. But if you aren't even able to fulfill your basic moral obligations, this is like when you build a house, you don't have a firm foundation underneath. How could you build a strong house? So by the same token,First of all, fulfill your moral obligations in the family and so forth. And after you have done a good job of that, then you can think about setting forth from the home life, and eventually you can even become a Buddha.
不可以临阵脱逃。
You can't try to escape from your station in life, just run away. 第二个问题是教育的意义。如果真是今也是人性本有的心性和智慧，是否跟儒家谈的人性本善是同出一辙？
你不作恶就是本善，你作恶就是性相近，习相远。
The second question is, if the true intent of education.Is to bring forth that potential for wisdom inherent within all of us. Isn't this the same idea as what the Confucianists say, that people's nature is innately good? Then the answer is, if you abstain from all evil, then that is returning to your originally good nature. But if you keep on doing bad things,then you deviate from your own nature, because we also have the verse, people's nature in itself is good, but people, because they deviate from it, then start to acquire all sorts of bad habits. 最后一个问题是，儒家是讲仁的，佛家是讲慈悲，两者之间极多共同之处，请示其异同。
人要积德，也就是慈悲。慈悲，是包括人，而人呢，是在这个人呢，就是每一个人的上的种子，也就是佛教所讲那个戒律的那个上的种子。
The question is, the Confucianists talk about humaneness or beneficence, ren, and in Buddhism we talk about compassion. There seem to be a lot of similarities between the two concepts. Would you like to discuss their similarities and differences? The answer is, humaneness is included within compassion. Compassion is much more all-encompassing, but it includes the idea of humaneness. This humaneness, ren,is also the word for the kernel of life. It's the germ of life. And in Buddhism, we talk about precepts, the moral precepts, as being the seed of goodness. And so this idea of humaneness is included within the concept of compassion. 这个somebody wrote a whole bunch of questions but didn't put in his name. I need a name before I could read out these questions.There are 8 questions on the paper. Yeah, what's your name?
Eileen.
Okay, we'll have to pick 2 out of the 8 because there are other questions. Because if you get all 8 answers to your 8 questions, you probably get a really full stomach and you won't be able to digest everything. um, OK， 第一个问题就是他这个是问商人的，说既然你的觉悟性是那么高，那你怎么样可以用就是可以用一个方式来传达给主流的美国人，就是一普遍的那个老百姓在美国，你怎么样传达你的 message？
从根本的解决问题就是不争不贪不求不自私不自利不达妄语。
The question is, with your high level of consciousness, how are you able to express the message to a mainstream American? And the answer is, there is a solution to all problems, and these are the six principles. Don't fight, don't be greedy, don't seek, don't be selfish, don't strive for your own advantage, and do not lie.
你现在不要，我不管你信不信，你只管试一试，看。
It doesn't matter whether you really believe this or not, but you could try them out, see if they work.
你就知道好用不好用。
Then you will know whether it really works or not. 第二个问题就是佛教徒相不相信应该有享受，这个享受大概就是好像那个肉体上面的享受。对于一个出家人来讲，什么是享受呢？怎么给他快乐呢？佛教徒是不是相信要牺牲一切的，才死了之后才可以有能够达到一个比较高的一个境界？
享受啊，佛教徒并不是啊，都是愚痴的，两个五不知道是个十。所以一定知道这个享受是怎么一回事，可是他为什么不享受呢？这就是啊，因为受苦是了苦，享福是消福。那么这个你银行里存钱呢，你要不用它，那个钱始终是你的，你要赶快把它吃喝嫖赌苦无所不为，那么透支没有呢，他是和等于穷人一样的。
那他问一个出家人，这对一个出家人什么是享受？对一个出家人，
出家人都懂得享受，不过他不愿意贪图享受，我呢就很笨的，我的享受我愿意分摊给大家，有这个，所以我吃一餐就因为啊。我看见世界上很多没有饭吃的人呢，我愿意把我这一份给他们一点，所以就如此而已，没有旁的意思。
The second question actually contains several small questions within it. Does a Buddhist believe in pleasure? To a monk, what is pleasure? Does a Buddhist believe in sacrifice now as a Christian in order to have a higher level after death?The answer is, Buddhists aren't so dumb so that they can't figure out 5 and 5 is 10. So they obviously know what pleasure is, but they deliberately give it up or do not want to cash in on this pleasure because we believe to endure suffering is to get rid of suffering. To cash in on your blessings is to use up your blessings. And this is the idea of putting money in the bank.If you don't constantly draw out money from the bank, you will always have money in the bank. But if you keep on writing checks and using up all of your deposit over good food and drink and so forth, then you are just as good as poor. It's just like you have no money at all. You'll be overdrawn. You will draw a blank check. So if you use up all your blessings, you don't have any more.That's why Buddhists are frugal when it comes to pleasure, engaging in pleasure. Now, as for monks or nuns, they know what pleasure is, but they don't want to engage in it. As for myself, says the master, I'm really dumb. So whatever pleasures that have come to me, I want to share them with everybody. And that is why I've always eaten one meal a day. And the purpose of that is to share what I have with other people.To share with those who do not have any.
你不敢，你不管那旁人得到不得到，而我这个心尽到， 我是尽我的一份心。
It doesn't matter whether they really get this share or not, but I have exhausted my own sincere efforts, and that's what it counts. 这个问题是什么是佛陀教育的教材 ？Kenny，
不争不贪不求不自私不自利不撒妄语。
The question is, what is the teaching material of a Buddhist education that the Buddha used? And the answer is the principles of not fighting, not being greedy, not seeking.Not being selfish, not striving for your own advantage, and not lying. This question is: 听说打坐的时候，灵魂有时候就回不来了。不知道是不是有这么一回事？那个人叫做翁国宇。Kenny。
你看见谁没有回来？
Okay, the question is, we hear that sometimes when people sit in meditation, they have an astral body or their soul leaves the body and never comes back. So, is this really a fact? And the master is asking, have you ever seen anybody who had a soul that escaped and didn't come back?
你要单听说，那是道听而途说嘛。
Because if you get this information from hearsay, it's still a rumor. 你 You've just heard about the wayside, then you repeat the story. It's a rumor.
所以这个问题啊，是虚无缥缈。你说他回来，我也没看见。说他没回来，我也没看见。这个不能成为事实。
So the whole situation is a hypothetical one, and it's really not grounded in fact, in reality.
然后这个问题，我这个喘气均匀一点更好。
Because if you say the soul has gone out, well, I really haven't seen it gone out. And if you say the soul has come back, I haven't seen it come back.So based on the lack of concrete evidence, it's better that I abstain from answering such a question, then I'll have a more even breath. Yeah, I don't want to waste even one more breath in trying to deal with a question like that.自我节制的，就是自己来，自己故意来设计一个方法来控制自己，是怎么样来发觉它，又怎么样可以把它解脱了？就自己控制自己的那个方法，怎么样来发觉它，也怎么样把它解脱了？
我因为不会控制自己，这个问题我也不会答复。
第一。This question is, how are self-imposed limitations discovered and how are self-imposed limitations released? And the answer is, since I don't really know how to impose upon myself limitations, I really don't know how to answer this question.
我只知道诸恶不作，众善奉行。
I only know this.We should abstain from all evil and practice all good. 这个问题是三宝弟子，但是他没有签名。谁是三宝弟子？
我也是
啊。你叫做什么名字？哈？蔡秀莹。他问的是弟子如何修智慧。
不愚痴就是智慧嘛，我愚痴去了就是智慧，破了无明，你法身就现了。
The question is how do we cultivate wisdom, and the answer is just to be not stupid. Just that is wisdom. To have no stupidity. if you can smash your ignorance. Yeah. It's as easy as just flipping the palm of your hand. Don't go outside looking for wisdom. It's just like flipping your hand over. The palm in the back of your hand. It's just a flip. It's that easy. If you don't do upside down things, just that is having proper knowledge and proper views. But if you do upside down things, just that is not having proper knowledge and proper views. Do you believe in this principle? Everybody? <笑>这个是张福林问的。美国的工人的生产力及一般国民的教育水准就是日渐低落了，国家负债的是世界第一，请问师傅，美国未来是否将好像清朝一样的走下坡？
我第一次到台湾呢，台湾有的人呢就问我说台湾怕不怕？台湾有没有危险？啊，当时跟着我的人呢，就喝得不得了，说怎么可以问这个问题？怎么可以问这个问题？就怕我把这个如果答复错了呢，就被特务地下工作人员给抓起来，说我是共产党，所以吓得他们不得了。我很也不惊不慌，我告诉他们，我说你们台湾人们好了之后，台湾就好，就平安。你们台湾人如果不问好了之后，竟这个做一些个坏事啊，那好也变成不好。你们要啊不做坏事，不好也会好的。就我这么答复他。现在这个也是这个答案，这也是这个答案。
The question is, the productivity of American laborers as well as the educational standards seem to be declining all the time in America, and it's also number one in the world as having the greatest national debt. So, are you saying that America is also going downhill just like the Qing Dynasty that you heard about tonight? And the answer is, when I first went to Taiwan, this was years ago, somebody asked me the same question about Taiwan, the fate of Taiwan, was it going to go downhill? And at that point, was there going to be a national crisis? And the people around me were just scared like anything, because they said, how could somebody ask such a question? They were afraid that if I answered incorrectly, I would be nabbed by the equivalent of the CIA there and put into jail.And they would call me a communist. But I remained very still, and I wasn't at all alarmed, and I said, I was very cool and calm. And I said to them, if the people in Taiwan go towards the good, and they do good things, then of course the country will be peaceful and enjoy prosperity. If you do bad things,then even if the fate of the country was supposed to be good, it will turn bad. On the other hand, if you abstain from doing bad things, even though you were supposed to have rotten luck, it will turn good. So the same answer applies to the question now.
I hope that 把中文也学好了它，把英文呢也学通了它。英文呢是世界的语言，到处啊都有用的，都可以行得通的。所以在万佛城啊，我说你这个美国人呢，不学中文，在万佛城没有饭吃。你中国人不学英文。在万佛城也没有饭吃，因为人人都要吃饭，所以啊，他想要吃饭，就要先学这两种语言。
as an aside, I hope that all of the people here, whether you are Chinese or American, will pay attention to both languages. If you're not a native English speaker, then work on your English. And if you're not a native Chinese speaker, then work on your Chinese until you're conversant in it. That's because English is, of course, the recognized international language and it can be used everywhere. But Chinese?
人多,
and there are many, many Chinese people in the world. In fact, 1 out of every 4 persons in the world is a Chinese person. So it would be to your advantage to learn Chinese as well.
你不晓中文,你说, how are you? 他以为你是骂他。 所以就很容易发生误会,做生意也做不了。
Because if you don't know Chinese, if you say how are you, the other person might think that you're scolding him or insulting him, and so lots of misunderstanding could come about because there's this language barrier. So it would be good if we learn both languages at least. And that's what we do at the City of 10,000 Buddhas. All the courses there are bilingual. In fact, we have a rule. If you are a Westerner or an American and you don't learn Chinese, you don't get to eat. And if you're a Chinese person and you don't learn English over there, you also don't get to eat. And because people really like to eat their meal a day, they must learn the both languages.
好办法.
It's a good method.
最好的教学方法.
It's the best method that we have. And you can make sure that your students learn their lessons.
Okay, everybody, good
So we'll save these questions for tomorrow, and right at the start we can answer the questions first. If you're not satisfied with the answers that I give, I welcome your opposition. You could just voice your opinions in your opposition. If I have answered your question incorrectly, you can hit me or scold me, and I'm very gracefully take it. If you don't believe it, you could try it out tomorrow.
Let's thank you, Master, for his inspiring speech.